Thank you so much for listening. I'm Comic Tom, and this is the Bags and Boards Podcast. We are a group of collectors, enthusiasts, fans, entrepreneurs, and content creators who all love comic books. I hope you find our content unique and different. This podcast is sponsored by Mill Geek Comics, a brick and mortar out here in Washington State, as well as Geek Street Comics. If you're in need of a local comic shop, Mill Geek Comics is happy to supply any of your monthly comic book needs and ships across country and worldwide. We also have a comic book subscription service, the Mystery Mail Call, where I, Comic Tom, have the pleasure of sending out collectible comics monthly to you. You can sign up for that at geekstreet101.com. You can watch these podcasts on YouTube at ComicTom101. Follow me on all my social media platforms at ComicTom101. All right. It's kind of funny. I actually woke up this morning with a plan to do a script about how PGX recently graded some Walking Dead comic books that were counterfeit and then like let them go to the market so they can be sold for like $3,000. And yeah, it's causing a ruckus on Bleeding Cool. But there was some other interesting information that came out. So we're going to discuss that now. And by the way, if you've never watched one of my videos, I really hope that you like this. Like it, subscribe to my channel. Let's chat comic books. This is what I do. This is a kind of a weird podcast because we're talking about PGX and we're talking about something that happened very, very recently. Friday, an employee of PGX posted that PGX was laying off their entire staff and that the company was basically done. Okay, on Friday. Then we had a response video. I'm going to give a shout out to We Love Comics. Great YouTube page. I'm actually going to put all of his YouTube videos on the subject. By the time I'm done filming this, I'll probably have another update on the subject. He's being sponsored by PGX to release content about what's going on. And the only responses from PGX have come out today. And we're going to get to that. But essentially what happened is we love comics. And first off, he has a cool channel. I dig the channel, man. Obviously, you have a passion for comics, and I get along with anybody with a passion for comics. So I hope to talk to you sometime, and good work. But your video is sponsored by PGX, okay? And we need to make sure that that's known in the very beginning, is that you're working with the company, and they're using you to voice what's going on, and they're also paying you. Like, okay, it's important that we at least discuss that, but that's neither here nor there. I think it's important that the audience knows that and we're upfront about things like that. This video is not sponsored by anyone. And when I say, hey, I'm a fan of CBCS or CGC, you know, I'm not being paid for saying that kind of thing. I just happen to know a little bit about this community and a little bit about the market and about PGX. And I want to talk about that because the response video was kind of strange. I understand why you did it. The response video was essentially reaching out to PGX to say, hey, did you really lay off your staff? And are you closing? And PGX said, no, we're not. And this is BS. And this is just, this is fake news, you know, essentially. They're saying they're just denying it. And they're like, this is just a disgruntled employee. It's not real. And then the response video from We Love Comics was a lot of like, yeah, there's people saying that this is happening and they're just trolling and don't contribute to the trolling. This is fake stuff. And this is, you know, it's the comic book market and we're all supposed to be a community and honesty and integrity. And I agree, man. So it was like rumor news, PGX rumor exposed. So essentially the rumor was, oh, they're not closing and they didn't lay off all their staff. And in the video, it was kind of like, hey, if you question this or you're like reposting this or talking about this and you're kind of spreading this misinformation, you're just trolling. And this is like bad news bears. So when I saw that, my stomach kind of turned. And the reason why my stomach turned is because I happened to know that employee that had posted that wasn't a legit person. At the time, it didn't seem like you knew that. So I was already like, shoot, this is kind of weird because that is actually like, there's something here. Okay. Regardless of if it's all correct, this is an employee. This did happen. And the response is that, oh no, everything's fine. And business as usual. We just lost an employee. But to say that that people are trolls, if they're asking questions, I think that's a little out of place because wouldn't you ask questions if you had like, I mean, I'm not saying this is me, but let's say I had $30,000 invested into like PGX comics that are graded right now. And there was a problem with their main grader. And there was a problem with like things being done with integrity. Well, I'm sorry. It's not a troll if I ask the question and if I demand answers because the market will decide what happens to my 401k, not a review video, and certainly not Mr. Peterson, who's writing an email in response to you saying, hey, you're going to be sponsored for the video. And by the way, everything's business as usual. Of course you would say that. You have to. You're a business. So I was going to write this like response video on that alone. But then Aaron actually laid out exactly what happened. Okay. And this was recent because he posted it everywhere. He sent it to Bleeding Cool. I'd be surprised if these articles aren't even up by the time I edit this video. We're 5 minutes in and I'm about to get to the heart of it. But Aaron said that there was a lot of bad things that has been going on at PGX, and we got to read them through because I'm going to get to what's going on here. It says PGX Comics has just fired its entire staff. They no longer employ any professional graders, pressers, or restoration experts. Ownership gave no reason for the terminations, nor have they informed a single customer. Signed, a former employee of PGX. That's the message, okay? It doesn't say that PGX is closing. It says that they no longer are currently employing any of them because they were let go. That's what he's saying. He's not saying the business is closed. He's saying that as a former employee, the people working here no longer have a job. So currently there's nobody here, okay? Now that may sound like a crazy thing to happen, but here's the information that you're missing. PGX is run by like five people at best. 4 to 5 people. So if you lose Aaron, that's one person, you lose Justin, who's the name of the second person. And you can look this up, guys. There's only a handful of people in the industry. People working with PGX know these guys because there's so few of them. You have Justin, you have Aaron, and then you have like a grader who does pressing, etc. That's a third person. You have the owner, Mr. Peterson, okay? Maybe there's a fifth person. Sure, customer service, something like that. But that's it. I know that team is very, very small. It's a small grading company in Portland, okay? This is known in the industry. I'm not breaking news here. So when they say, hey, I lost my job, that's one person. And then Justin says, hey, I lost my job too, and I'm glad to be gone out of that place. Okay, that's two people. They're saying it's the whole team. They literally, he may be right. The whole team is gone, potentially. I was hoping to get an answer from Mr. Peterson from PGX to like know exactly what their status is on graders, etc. But they didn't answer that. And I'll get to that in a second because there's more information that Aaron has shared with us that is super sketch, guys. Super sketch. And we're going to bust through it because it questions the integrity of your slabs, guys. I don't know what else to say. I want to be honest about everything, but it does. And this is important. So we're going to talk about it. So here's the response. My name is Aaron, and I'm a former employee of PGX. I recently posted that PGX fired its entire staff. In the interest of transparency, here is my email to Bleeding Cool's Rich Johnson. All right, so this is going to Bleeding Cool. You're going to read about this probably. PGX Comics ownership has terminated much of its staff, including the only professional grader, presser, and restoration expert they employed. The owner has no intention of replacing them with qualified professionals. He intends to operate PGX by himself with the assistance of a friend who has no experience. All right? He never said that they were closing down. He said that they laid off their staff, which they did. Okay? It's a mistake. Okay? That's what happened. I'm not saying they're shutting down. I'm saying that what happened factually is, it sounds like it's right, that like most of their staff is no longer there. If you lose Aaron, you lost like what, 25% of your staff? And we know another person's gone. So that's all right. So let's keep it going. The owner has often been both verbally and emotionally abusive to his employees. This is just one issue that we deal with on a daily basis. All right, so now he's bringing up workplace concerns, okay? That's a whole other part of this problem, but he's bringing it up, okay? I don't know this person very well. I don't know that this is legit, but I'm letting you know, the audience, what happened, because this is what isn't being discussed, okay? We can say all day long that, oh, there's a disgruntled employee, but like, let's actually say what he's saying so that we can look to PGX and have them answer it. Because if I tell you this and then tell you the response from PGX, you're going to go, what? Bear with me. The most important person who was fired was our manager, Justin Edwards. Okay. I happen to know because I'm friends with Justin on Facebook. He's posting that he's no longer there. All right. So that's two people. He's not lying about that. He was a lead grader, the only qualified restoration expert in the building, and our only professional presser. Justin was hired over 5 years ago to clean up the mess that has been made of the company's reputation during its formative years. Ownership fought his efforts repeatedly and while creating a climate of abuse in the workplace. Okay, so we have Justin. I guess that's the professional grader, the presser, all right? During the last few months, Justin has been repeatedly pressured by ownership to purchase comics with the intention of grading and selling them under a shill account for the owner. He refused to assist the owner with the endeavor on the grounds that it was unethical and possibly criminal. He has been terminated without warning, and ownership chose to not explain why. Even when asked by Justin directly, I witnessed all of this as well. That's something. All right? You heard that right. Oppressor, a grader being pressured to get comics to grade. All right? We don't know that this is real. Okay, my point isn't to be like, this is what's happening, throw your books away. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. This could be inaccurate. What I'm saying is that is the subject of this conversation. All right? That is the only thing we really need to be talking about here. Of all the unethical things, saying, oh, the business is closing. No. No one gives a shit. If PGX closed tomorrow, you know how much your slabs would be worth? They'd probably be still worth the same amount. But if something goes through and says, hey, the whole like census, the unethical behavior, that's all been validated and your slabs, yeah, they're probably not the grade they say. That's a problem. That's a problem, guys. That's like, he said criminal. I didn't say it. Aaron did. So, and I'm sure you're thinking the same thing because this is a problem if this is true. All right, so the owner has been taking back control from management for several months now. It was during a time that most of the recent mistakes occurred. The fraudulent art scam. I was going to talk about that. There were also several other mistakes, but those two are the most important, okay? Yeah, that's a big scam. I was going to do content on that. I think I mentioned that already. I can provide you with whatever you want to need. Thank you for your time, Aaron. So there it is. I've witnessed for the last 4+ years I worked at PGX Comics. This is what he witnessed. He also says here that against Justin's insistence and advice, PGX never created a proper record for the majority of the books that they graded in the last 10+ years. Nor has the owner ever provided his staff with a professional workplace, computers, most supplies, or much support whatsoever. I witnessed all of this and more. Okay? That's what needs to be discussed. There is no census. Okay, so this is all happened. This is out in the ether. We know this, okay? That is what needs to be discussed. Now, there was a response from PGX. PGX, they really didn't say much. They essentially just said that, yeah, we let an employee go. That's it. And we're looking forward to doing more business. We're alive and well. They didn't address the fact that their employees are claiming that they didn't have computers to like do census tracking. Guys, what is happening? Guys, don't ignore stuff like this. What is happening? Like, okay, why is a census important? That's a good question here. Why is a census important? Well, for one thing, I'm sure there's someone in the comments who are going to say, hey, CBCS doesn't have a census. What's going on with them? No, well, CBCS, you wouldn't want them to have a census just yet because they're a new company. You wouldn't want them to release their portfolio of like their census until they had a large portfolio. Otherwise, they would affect the market in a negative way, potentially a negative way. I don't really see a positive way it could affect the market besides spiking up titles for really no reason, without cause. Because someone could say, oh, look, it's the only one that's available on the market because CBCS only has one accounted for. You know, you can see the problem there. You wait until you have the portfolio and then release it, which is why it's interesting that PGX, after 16 years, hasn't released a census, and that they have employees saying that they didn't even have the tools to create one. All right? That's the question. That's the problem. And that's the thing that you would want addressed. That's the first thing. In the response video from there was a response video about about this employee that was let go, and We Love Comics says in his video that he's not going to like say how, like why the employee was let go, but he does say, well, you know, it'd be a reason why any employer would let him go. Well, the problem with that is that he ended up showing the email from Mr. Peterson on the screen, and he says there was drugs in the message. And I'm only saying that because you posted it on your video. You said that this employee was let go because of drugs. Now that's interesting because there was more than one employee let go. Were they all let go because they were all doing drugs? It's a weird, narrative to try and lay out to, you know, in response to these accusations, is what I'm saying. And you posted it. And I'm not as concerned about you saying, honestly, I probably would have said it too. I don't think I would have shown the word drugs, but what I would have said is that, hey, the sponsor of this video who let go his employee, he told me why he let him go. And it was because of this. Like, why is the owner telling random YouTubers with fairly small channels? I mean, you got a channel like, there's a channel of like 2,000. And just let everybody know that this person that you just let go, we let him go for this reason. That's a strange thing too. I'm just throwing that out there. Real quick. All right. So that's it. That's where we currently stand. We are essentially, PGX is like, there's a big question mark. What the hell's even going on with this company right now? And I hate to say it, but that's what it is, because that's what information's out there. And if that's their response is that, hey, we're alive and well, and we did let an employee go, and we're just not going to address all the accounts of fraudulent activity that has been asserted and like poor business practice. Like, that's the stuff that we need, that needs to be responded to. So until those are addressed, we know where this is going, and we're going to follow this story. And if you want to follow this channel, you should, because I would love to have you here. My name is Comic Tom. Thank you so much, and geek responsibly.
Make sure to hit that thumbs up and that subscribe button if you haven't done that already. And then remember, you can go to geekstreet101.com to sign up for my mystery mail call, where I send you comic books monthly.